All right, Ben, taking a look at the offense, which prospects, obviously, I think Christian Hackenberg, Adam Brenneman jump out. Which prospects jump out to you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Hackenberg and Brenneman are the two marquee guys in this class. But I think if you look at guys like Deshaun Hamilton, who caught 64 catches last year, over 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns, he's the kind of guy that can come in there. And, you know, he may not make an impact early on in the season, but you could see him getting out there once he gets familiar with the offense and gets some time in the weight room with Craig Fitzgerald. On the offensive line, Andrew Nelson and Brendan Mahone are two guys that are really, you know, guys that they're going to look to develop, especially alongside, you know, John Urschel is going to be still in there to be able to, you know, help them get along with the offensive line. And they've always said that they want to recruit guys that are smart offensive linemen, that are high IQ guys. And I think they got two of them on the offensive line there. But obviously, like you said, you know, Brenneman and Hackenberg are the big names in this class offensively.
Ben Jones, statecollege.com, joining us here. Ben put out a great article yesterday, comprehensive look at all the positions, giving a look at some of the walk-on or run-ons as well. Ben, when you look at the depth on offense, specifically at the skill positions, wide receiver, running back, tight end, where do you feel that is right now?
I feel like it's getting there. Obviously, it's going to take some time to see what sorts of players some of these guys develop into. You know, Richie Anderson, who's Bill O'Brien's first legacy player, enrolled early as a running back. And obviously, they've got a lot of depth there, especially with guys like Akeel Lynch might finally get to step into a role, and Bill Belton is still trying to figure out what he's going to do. And Zach Swinnick obviously will be the, you know, you like to think that he'll be the number one guy heading into camp. But, you know, they picked up some good wide receivers with getting Deshaun Hamilton. They, you know, bring everybody back for the most part. And, you know, Richie Anderson could add some depth in the running back. And, you know, Brenneman, obviously the tight end position is deeper than you could possibly imagine. So, you know, it's not even impossible that he would end up redshirting a year just to get healthy, learn the offense, and have some time when there's less than, you know, 500 tight ends to compete with.
How about the offensive line? Can that be a strength of the team in 2013?
Yeah, I think it can. I think that the guys that they brought in have the ability to play right away, and they bring back some key guys on the offensive line already. Like I said, John Urschel is a high IQ guy that's really good at teaching the rest of the line, you know, where they're supposed to be and what they're supposed to do. And Mac McWhorter has said that they're looking for guys that can learn and can think and are able to think on their feet. And I think that all three guys, I didn't mention Tanner Hartman before from Virginia, you know, all three of those guys have the ability to step up in there. And with the experience that they have coming back, there's no reason that the offensive line can't be an area of strength for once, which I think would be a nice thing to see for Penn State because it's been an area of concern for so many years.
The biggest name, of course, to replace on that offensive line is Matt Stankavage. But Ben, the success of the offense all comes down to finding a quarterback pretty much, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter how good your receivers are, how good your running backs are, how good your offensive line is. If you don't have a guy under center that's able to make the plays and make the reads and really just lead the team, you know, you're not going to be able to go anywhere. And I think, you know, Stephen Bench is certainly going to be in there, you know, giving it his best shot. And they've got a lot of, you know, different run-ons. Austin Whipple and DJ Crook will be in there. So, you know, they have a lot of options, especially with junior college transfer Tyler Ferguson, who came the whole way from California to play here. But obviously, I think going into the summer, at least, Hackenberg is going to be the guy to watch. He won't be here in the spring, which will give some of these other guys a chance to get a leg up on him in the offense. But, you know, I think Bill O'Brien is going to play the best quarterback that he has at the end of the day. And I imagine at this point that it's probably going to be Hackenberg.
And Christian Hackenberg, we just heard from, he said he doesn't have too many plans there on redshirting for his first season. Ben Jones, statecollege.com, with a look at the offense. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks for having me.